Soros-funded Chicago prosecutor Kim Fox calls Jussie Smollett conviction mob justice. By Paul Bois on March 11, 2022. Kim Fox, the Cook County prosecutor who nearly let disgraced actor Jussie Smollett walk scot-free, now says his criminal conviction and subsequent sentencing was an example of mob justice. In early 2019, the Empire actor claimed he fell victim to a hate crime on a cold winter's night in Chicago at the hands of two men who derided him with homophobic slurs while yelling "This is MAGA country" as they tied a noose around his neck. Many in the media took Smollett's story at face value until evidence revealed that he had hired two brothers from Nigeria to stage the attack, supposedly in an effort to boost his salary on the show. After Smollett turned himself into police for the felony charge of filing a false police report, the situation took a turn for the worse when the charges against him were suddenly dropped by Chicago prosecutor Kim Fox, prompting outrage from both the Chicago Police Department and Mayor Rahm Emanuel. In an obvious attempt to rectify the situation and regain city trust, a Chicago judge appointed a special prosecutor to investigate the way Smollett's case was handled. On Thursday, Smollett was sentenced to 150 days in jail after being tried and convicted for 5 counts of felony disorderly conduct for filing a false police report in December of last year. In an op-ed for the Chicago Sun-Times, Fox charged that her office made the right call when it originally chose not to prosecute Smollett due to the nonviolent nature of his crime. On Thursday, the damaging, costly, and disingenuous criminal prosecution of Jussie Smollett came to an end. As Cook County State's attorney, it pains me deeply to say that, in this particular case, our justice system failed, she began. After attempting to blame the Chicago Police Department for creating the media circus around Smollett's case through leaks to the media, Fox said the saga should have ended after her office declined to prosecute the actor. Taxpayers have since spent millions of dollars for the criminal prosecution of a hoax, she wrote. Rather than working collaboratively to stem rising crime or free the wrongly convicted, a small group of people hijacked the judicial system to enact what is best described as mob justice. Fox did not acknowledge the fact that Smollett's false investigation into a hate crime hoax that he staged cost the Chicago Police Department well over $100,000 and diverted resources from the very types of cases that she argued requires more attention. She also completely ignores the fact that Jussie Smollett stirred up social strife by framing Trump supporters as violent, homophobic racists to the point that prominent media and political figures weighed in on the situation. Instead, Fox characterized the quest to bring Smollett to justice as the product of a relentless mob that refused all sense of reason. Just because we do not like the outcome should not mean we bully prosecutors and circumvent the judicial process to get it changed, she charged. Smollett was indicted, tried and convicted by a kangaroo prosecution in a matter of months. Meanwhile, the families of more than 50 black women murdered in Chicago over the last 20 years await justice. As Breitbart News profiled in 2020, Kim Fox has a history of letting violent criminals off with a slap on the wrist, having dropped over 25,000 felony cases during her tenure, including charges of murder. In 2020, billionaire left-wing activist George Soros gave $2 million to a PAC backing Kim Fox.